Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 2nd of July. Which death will we die? Our expectations, carnal communication, and lack of trust in the fellowship of the body of Christ will be evidenced by relational stumbling and offences. To this end, dealing with our offences is fundamental to deliverance from our infirmity and its impact upon our relationships in the church, in our families, and in our marriages. Our offences are the outcome of judgments that we make about the way that we should be received, heard, and engaged. This demonstrates that we have taken a hold of the law through the law of our mind. Our emotions that cause relational disharmony reveal that we are stumbling at Christ, the one from whom we have endeavoured to take hold of the law. The place of offence is where a death is happening. The absence of rest and peace is not simply our unhappiness at what another has done to us. It is the evidence that we are under judgment for our misappropriation and misuse of the law. It means that we are growing weak, sick, and dying because of offence. The intensity of this distress is exacerbated by the Holy Spirit, who is at enmity with this carnal orientation to life. The Spirit helps us, through illumination and conviction, to see where we are under the sentence of death because of our misuse of the law, so that we can choose which death we will die. The evidence that we have chosen Christ's death is that we come to rest in the fellowship of His burial. Instead of having a fettered attitude toward another, demanding recompense from them, we cease from presuming upon the right to be the measure of ourselves and others. We then receive from Christ the repentance that He has already finished for us, giving to us the capacity to initiate fellowship as an action of pouring out fragrant oil on the ones who have offended us. The reference used in today's devotions is Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. For further study, Luke chapter 23.